You're from Arkansas?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been through Arkansas. I'm from Wisconsin originally, but now I'm a van dweller.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a van dweller, and I'm a traveling preacher. Let me give you the gospel, man.
Okay, thank you.
Gospel, good news, how to find eternal life. We travel the country, and I retired early to do this. My wife and I travel, and I support myself, and I look at the world, and I look at the culture, and I look at the country, and I realize that when I read God's word, there's only one hope.
Yeah,
the only hope is what Christ came to show us.
I'm with you.
And everybody's putting their hope in politics and money and church systems. People are following false church systems that are all about corruption and money. And I just travel and I preach the biblical gospel and teach people how to find eternal life according to what Jesus did. I don't promote the church systems.
Yeah,
Christ came, you know, man fell into sin. We're all sinners.
Yeah.
We all fell into sin, but we don't have to live in sin. And Christ came to show us the way. And if people are willing to repent and follow him, he gives us new life. Because what's going to happen at death if we don't? If we don't have a sacrifice for our sins, what's going to happen at death before a holy God?
Yeah,
we're going to be in trouble?
Yeah.
And what happens if we stand before a righteous judge and we have no answer for our crime?
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So I teach the biblical gospel on how people can repent and find eternal life. I have a website, if you ever go online.
Yeah,
where I teach. And then also you have my contact info there. If you ever want to be encouraged and you ever want to... Bible study. I got my phone number there because I love God. I love my neighbor. We travel the country and I preach the gospel. I'm glad I met you.
You travel everywhere, huh?
What's that?
You travel
all over. When it's cold up north, we head down south because people are outside and there's all kinds of events. I do a lot of preaching at events, outside festivals. What's that?
Where are you heading right now?
Don't know yet. Kind of just go wherever we feel the Lord leads us, but we're headed south for the decent weather. Because up north, when it's cold, nobody's outside. Everybody's running in and out of buildings, you know. We need to go where people are outside and people are willing to talk. And like you and I can stand here and talk, and it's not 20 degrees and freezing.
Yeah, so. Not today. Yeah.
So what do? You camp?
Yeah, I'm camping right now.
You got like out in the woods camp somewhere? Or?
Yeah, about 10 miles out of town.
How long you been doing this?
All my life.
Really? How do you support yourself? I mean, shouldn't you have a job and work and make money?
Well, I do that sometimes, part-time,
so. Oh, you do that? Okay.
I go around looking for jobs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
But a lot of times you just, like I'm doing, trying to sell stuff today, you know, I was trying to, right now, you know, I'm just trying to get a dollar out of this thing.
Right, yeah.
That's worth a dollar, man.
Yeah, I understand. But yeah, check that out. Consider your fate. You're not getting any younger like me. We're not getting any younger, right? We're getting old and... One day there's going to be a judgment day, right?
Yeah.
So consider that. Christ made the way.
All right?
And you got my info if I can ever help you. We love you as our neighbor. And I hope you ponder that and consider that. This life is so short and fleeting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, real quick, I just read a story about a man that was in prison 30 years wrongly. They let him go because he was in prison wrongly. Do you know what happened? He died 6 months after in his sleep. He lived his whole life, and he lived in jail unjustly. Then he died, and if he's not in Christ, what's going to happen to him?
Yeah.
He's going to miss eternal life that Christ secured for his people. So ponder that, okay, Michael?
Okay.
All right. We love you.
Be care,
have a joyous day. Let me know if I can ever help you in the faith.
Yeah.